Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. May the force be with you as it is with our good friend Fred Hochberg. Fred is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to some previous job that he had. But right now, he's the chairman and the president of the Export-Import Bank of the United States of America. But we knew him when he was deputy administrator of the SBA back in the previous millennia. He's also the former president of Lillian Vernon. That's the company started by his own mother, Lillian Vernon. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend, Fred Hochberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, you know, I like saying that the previous millennia, it makes me sound old and wise. I don't know why.
That's right. We know each other from the last century.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Hey, Fred, thanks again for hanging out with us. And I just got to say, congratulations. I'm proud of you. I'm not the least bit surprised. But tell the audience why I'm so proud of you.
Well, we had a good year for helping small businesses export this year.
Yeah.
A record for Export-Import Bank.
What do you think? Tell the audience some of the milestones. Then I want to ask you why you think that's the case.
Well, our year just ended 4 weeks ago. It's September 30th, the end of our year. We did just over $6 billion in small business loans and insurance and
mm-hmm.
guarantees. And if you go back just 3 short years, before I got to the bank, we did $3.3 billion, so almost double what
right.
it was 3 years ago. So that's helping a lot of small businesses tap into those rich overseas markets and also build employment, and most importantly for them, build their sales and build their profits.
Well, I like the trend. I like the number, and I like the trend, $6 billion exposed to $3 billion, and double as opposed to, you know, where it was. But you and I both know it's not nearly as much as it needs to be, right?
It is not enough, not at all enough. I mean, to be honest with you, it's a great number. I'm still disappointed.
I'm not disappointing you. I want to make sure people understand that I'm not disappointing EXIM Bank. There's the opportunity with small businesses who are exporting to use your services, and small businesses who aren't exporting that probably should be to use your services. You've got a lot of headroom left, don't you?
Without question. I mean, I will say there's not a small business owner that I've talked to in the last 6-8 months who, is not having a really good 2011 year and feels optimistic for 2012. But every one of those, what they have in common is they're exporting.
Mm-hmm.
If they're exporting, they're having a good year.
Well, that's exactly right. And help me with the numbers. 90% of all exporters are small businesses, and the last number I remember was that about 30 or so, somewhere short of a third of all export dollars are come from small businesses. Is that about right?
That's correct. You're absolutely right. About 30% of all U.S. exports are actually done by small businesses, and that only represents about 1% of the small business community.
Right, exactly.
So if we can get, I mean, part of our goal, you know, President Obama said, let's jumpstart this economy. Let's get more companies exporting. And my goal is to make sure that small business is an integral part of it. We're not going to jumpstart the economy. We're not going to jumpstart exports unless small business are front and center.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I keep reminding folks about, Fred, is that 95% of all the prospects on planet Earth are outside the United States of America.
Exactly. That's where the customers are.
Yeah.
You know, why would you only talk to your neighbors when you could talk to the world?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And organizations like yours, Export Import Bank, from a financing and an insurance standpoint, organizations like the U.S. Commercial Services from a prospecting standpoint, those two, you guys together in tandem, along with other commercial services that are available in the marketplace, really make it, I mean, it's never been easier to export, has it?
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's never been easier. You know, listen, we're here, as well as the Commerce Department and the Small Business Administration, because, you know, there are obviously the challenges. You know, you've got to, you're still going to have to learn about local customs and duties and what the business practices in those places are. But that's really why we exist. It is why the president put together this National Export Initiative to say, I want to make sure all these agencies are working together to help small companies and medium-sized companies, for that matter, export.
And you know, Fred, I heard the president make that promise in the spring of his first year, right after inauguration. I remember him saying that. And when I heard that he put you in charge of Export-Import Bank, I knew he was going to deliver on that promise. I knew you were going to help him deliver on that promise. And I congratulate you and him for that, by the way. Fred, hold on to that thought. It's XM.gov. Is that right?
That's right. EXIM.gov.
.gov. Check it out, folks. 20 till. We come back. Fred mentioned something about insurance. I'm going to ask him to explain that to us when we come back. Stay with us.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.